Report, three-way Oregon gubernatorial race rated toss-up. By Catherine Hamilton on August 25, 2022. Although Oregon has long been a blue stronghold, political analysts say the state's gubernatorial race is no sure thing, the Baker City Herald reported Tuesday. Most recently, the University of Virginia's Center for Politics changed the race from leans Democratic to toss-up, pointing to the volatile nature of potentially splitting a governor's race between three candidates. This is despite the state's blue lean and the fact that Republicans have not won a gubernatorial race there since 1982, wrote Kyle Kondike for the Center for Politics. Former State House Speaker Tina Kotek, D, former State House Minority Leader Christine Drazan, R, and former State Senator Betsy Johnson, an unaffiliated former Democrat, are all vying for the governorship. As Kondike notes, the race sets up a situation where the winner may not need to crack even 40%, and all three served concurrently in the state legislature, giving campaigns ample opportunities to draw contrasts among the candidates. Outgoing Democrat Governor Kate Brown has also been labeled the United States' least popular governor on several occasions, which could create some strain for Democrats looking to hold on to the governorship. The Baker City Herald reported that the Center for Politics change to toss-up came just as Johnson turned in twice the number of signatures needed to qualify for the November ballot. The Secretary of State has until August 30 to verify a sample of the signatures in order to place her on the ballot with Kotek and Drazan. Johnson, the independent, would still be the most surprising winner, and Kotek and Drazan both will be working to try to prevent their voters from flocking to her banner. There's just enough uncertainty here that we're looking at the race as a toss-up now, Kondike wrote. Both the Cook Political Report and 538 also shifted their ratings from likely Democrat to lean Democrat,